somewhat easy for us to do because, as like you are, Susan, you know so many farmers and ranchers that are out there, and the ability of what social media is able to do during a time like this. You can always criticize social media for some of the things it does or generates, but times like this, I think, is a great thing to have just because of the fact that the scope of the fire, when you talk about hundreds of thousands of acres that have been burned, and specifically down in Barber County, you're talking a lot of grassland, you're talking about a scrub, and things like that, to where you know it's gone. And so many stories you're starting to see now of everybody lost their hay, everybody lost their grass that's on their land. Well, then, as we all know, farmers and ranchers, when someone is in need, or in this case, several producers are in need, they say, what can we do to help? And a gentleman that I happen to know, a rancher, good friend, he was helping in the north central part of the state to say, here's what we need to do. You know, the two co-ops down in Medicine Lodge and in Coldwater, they said, here's what we can do. We'll be kind of the focal point, the center, to say, you can drop off stuff here. One of the gentlemen, Joe Carpenter, said he knew of, as of last night, that over 200 tons of hay already available, or and hay that is already on its way. I just read another gentleman's post on Facebook that they have, he took alone, this gentleman, 446 calls from yesterday and today from surrounding states and from all over Kansas. And they've had trucks coming in throughout the night. And it's just, it really is. It's just, hey, we came down. We're already on our way. Where do we need to go? He was even talking about, they know producers down in that area. They aren't even stopping at the point to do that. They're just going to where the producer needs help. And that's what's so great about agriculture, Susan. And I know you probably have numerous stories about that. And I think that, for us, it makes it easy. We're just kind of the focal point to get that message out. And I was more than happy to do that and get that word out. And then it goes. I mean, it is, pardon the pun, it is like wildfire. It spreads quickly to know that, hey, there's a lot of ranchers down there that need help.
What can producers in Nebraska and consumers as well, what can we do to help you guys out?
I think the simple thing is you've got a couple of numbers that you can call if on delivery logistics specifically. There's a couple of people that you can call there. Down in Coldwater, which is in Comanche County, which is one of the counties that was heavily affected by the fire, the number to call, and it's Sandra Levering, that is, the number is area code 620-518-2247, or you can call Chris Boyd in Medicine Lodge. And actually, Chris Boyd was the one that I saw his Facebook post this morning. The number there is 620-243-2584 down in Medicine Lodge. The Kansas Livestock Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the Kansas Livestock Association, is also accepting cash donations to help those affected by the fire as well. You can go to KLA's website at kla.org to do that. If you happen to know David Clausen of the Clausen Ranch Partnership, he lives down around the Pratt area, which is to the east of where the fires have been, but he is the president of the Kansas Livestock Association. This Thursday, down at Pratt Livestock, they're going to have a sale, a progressive sale of a heifer that has been donated by David Clausen, and what they're going to do is all the proceeds for that is going to go and generate funds for those in need after the damage of the fire. The scope of it, I think, too, Susan, needs to be talked about, is that I know landowners have been able to go in and assess, but I think we're still trying to get a grasp of really how much. We know there's cattle loss. How much cattle loss there is, I think, still remains to be seen. It's probably going to be next week before we even get a grasp around the number of cattle that have been lost as well.
Well, I know I the pictures that I've seen through social media many times bring you to tears. I think one that sticks out in my mind, that, you know, it's that kind of that ag proud, was the cowboy on the back horseback, and all you saw behind him was the smoke and the fire, working so hard to get those cattle moved. And we can't say enough to those ranchers who've, you know, the sweat of their brow to get the cattle moved, and the firefighters that are there as well, trying to help contain the fire, but at the same time, probably a lot of them are stepping into open gates and get livestock moved as well.
Yeah, and as you well know, and I definitely don't need to tell you about that, there's not enough thanks that can go to every one of those volunteer firefighters who are coming in from communities hundreds of miles away, whose really own counties could be in danger because of how strong these winds were and how quick some of these fires have come up. You know, we can even talk about a second separate fire in Harvey County, which is just north of the Wichita area, that has caused problems. It's not in, you know, not the size and scope of what we've seen in this fire in Barber and Comanche County, but we do know in that fire, it also, there was loss of livestock in that fire as well. So, I mean, you're talking, and as you well know, fires like this with a 30, 40, 50 mile an hour wind, that was something that unfortunately we have seen the effects of. When you talk about in Barber County, estimating right now 170,000 acres that have been burned, and between where it started in Oklahoma and into Kansas, just probably a little over 400,000 acres have been burned. And the last number I saw was that they only consider it about 15% contained. They have calmer winds today, which is going to help in being able to get this thing under control, or at least get more of a handle around it. But, you know, you can tell that there's still a tremendous amount of work to do to totally get this thing out and totally get it under control.
Is there anything else, Greg, that you'd like to add?
Well, it's great for us as farm broadcasters, Susan, to see what agriculture is able to do. And like you, I am very ag proud because of the fact that what we do is just a little teeny tiny small part of this. But so much thanks out there to those ranchers, to those farmers who find trucks, who are willing to drive down in the middle of the night because they know, hey, I got a fellow rancher, I got a friend, they lost everything, or they lost their hay, they lost cattle. It's like, what can I do? What do you need? And they don't hesitate, you know. And that and you get emotional talking about it because it's just one of those. You're just like, man, you know, we work for, or we talk about one of the greatest industries in the world, and this is just a little microcosm of why we enjoy it, why we like to do it.